need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, pop stars and porn stars, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, you know, from procreation to recreation to relationships. We are all children. Maybe of God, maybe of Jesus, maybe of Allah, we don't know, do we? Maybe of Noah. Well, we don't know. But what we do know is that we are all a children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Bonoboville. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show, and I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville on drsusanblock.tv and in Bonoboville and on Facebook.
Yay!
But not on my page because I am in Facebook jail. Kind of. It's kind of more like banishment, really, than jail because you're not stuck in a place, you're not allowed into the place where everybody is. So it's a kind of a jail, kind of a banishment, and it's kind of a liberation. It's really kind of wonderful to not have to do Facebook for a week. But I'm still doing it. I'm not sure why. You know, the faceless censors of Facebook don't tell you why. They just expect you to know what Big Brother doesn't like. You're just supposed to know that.
Boo!
Boo, I guess boo. I mean, you know, hey, it's the way it is. It's the way I've always known it is since I first got hit by Facebook when I had a page of 10,000 likes that they took down without saying why in 2009. That's right, yeah. And since then I've realized it's not my page, it's not my profile even, it's nothing of mine. I am but a sharecropper, which is kind of like a slave, but you can, you know, go home at night, I guess. Something like that. And you have to pay rent. But yeah, it's kind of like a sharecropper, right? On a and Facebook is just this big corporate plantation. as is Twitter, I guess, except Twitter's a little more liberal. Although they have shadow censoring that, you know, you got to be careful of. They have that. That you don't even know when you're being censored on Twitter. Facebook, they let you know. You're bad. You're naughty. Spank, spank, spank. You, get in the cage. Not allowed in. Ooh. Well, anyway. Those of you who know how to get around know that you can find me, and here I am. Anyway. So I'm here with my lovely assistant, Phoenix Dawn.
Hi.
And we are very excited to also welcome the very exciting amputee Brittany.
Hello.
Yes, indeed. We are very excited to have you here, Brittany. So excited that I think you should hop up on the bed with me. Literally.
Ooh.
Right.
I'll hop too.
Yeah, you will. I see that. I see you're a good hopper. Whoa!
You are such
a good hopper. She just hopped right up on the bed. Mm. And you can tell what I mean if you're not watching by her name. She puts it in her name, Amputee Brittany.
I am not ashamed of who I am.
No,
I let you all know. Yes.
You're almost like an amputee exhibitionist, aren't you?
I guess you can call me that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could.
No, really, I just thought myself as, I'm me. Take me as I am or don't take me at all.
Yes, yes. And we take you and we like what we take and see and experience. You're really hot, cute girl with beautiful boobs and
my boobs are
a nice
looking great right now.
Leg.
Amazing.
Right? Not
amazing.
You know, you usually say nice legs.
Or
so in this case, a nice leg.
And
stump. And a nice stump. Very nice stump. May I touch?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Please, touch me.
Ooh, it's
I can
soft.
Even move it, too, if you go.
I think that Phoenix is a little jealous of me.
I actually am.
You haven't touched Brittany's stump.
I haven't touched
Brittany's stump.
You touch me.
I can touch you?
Get on, get on the other side of her. Yeah. Ooh, you're on the stumpy side.
Yeah. Nice and soft, huh?
Very nice and soft.
I work hard to make sure that's nice and soft.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I see that. You do. You like lotion it up and...
Yeah, because when I wear my prosthetic leg, you can use like alcohol to actually put it on, but I actually choose to use Vaseline, and so it keeps it nice and soft and hydrated and
beautiful skin.
Yeah,
wow,
thank you.
Absolutely beautiful skin.
Yeah.
Well, you have beautiful skin all over.
Yes,
mama,
thank you.
You're a new mama.
I am.
Yeah, congratulations!
It's true. Yeah,
7
thank
months.
You.
Mm.
Yeah, I do.
Very good. And what you're just full of excitement. You know, you're also from Orange County, which is probably the least exciting thing about you. But that's okay. You make
don't
up for it in other
me,
ways, right?
Right.
So you're from Orange County, and you came into this world with two legs.
Yes,
right?
I was born with two legs.
Right? Okay. So the origin story we have to get to, you know, right? Yeah. This is your origin story, or at least the origin of your stump.
Yeah, or how I became an amputee.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. 8 years old?
8 years old when I lost my leg. 7 years old, I was actually diagnosed with a terminal illness, cancer. They found it in my knee. And the only thing that really that saved my life was that the cancer actually started to metastasize down my leg rather than up my leg, which if it would have gone up my leg, it would have gone to my lungs.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
And we caught it really early.
Goddess bless whatever force went down your leg.
Actually, they're supposed to amputate right here, but because it did start to grow up, they had to cut it way up here to where it is right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you lost a leg and gained a life.
Yeah. I call it my second life, actually.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because I have died due to complications of medicine and things like that. My parents explained it to me that they literally had to fish me out of heaven and bring me back.
Was this when you were 8 also?
This was 7, 8, yeah.
7, 8, yeah. So did you experience that? Did you, like, feel like you were going...
Do I remember the...
Yeah, the near-death experience?
You know, I don't remember that. I do know that afterwards I was in the ICU unit, and they're only allowed to have two people, or actually one person in the room with you after, you know, recovering from my ordeal. And I remember hearing a man's voice telling me, I'm going to be okay, and kiss me on the forehead.
Oh.
When I talked to my mother the next day after I woke up, she told me there was no man in the room.
Wow.
The only person in the room was her and then a nurse, and the nurse was a female.
Wow,
a little creepy,
interesting.
Right?
Yeah. Well, also, I'm sure they were giving you some very nice drugs.
I was definitely high on something on
yeah,
that night.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's morphine. A combination.
Yes, yes.
But nevertheless, maybe, you know, a combination of things put you in touch with some... It was definitely a surreal, otherworldly
yeah.
experience for you.
That's the one thing I really remember. There's other times where, I guess, my mother, her brother passed away at a very young age,
uh-huh.
and she told me that I saw him.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, are you sure? That's, and she goes, no, I even clarified with you, what did he look like? And I described him to a T, what he was wearing the day he died. Yeah. I have no recollection of this whatsoever. I
so
do not remember,
like,
this.
So you're like paranormal?
I do. That'd be,
you're
awesome,
like a psychic medium.
Right. But only on drugs. You know, yeah. Only when I'm like...
Well, that could be. That could be. And
do more drugs.
You know, sometimes when people can't hear, their eyesight is enhanced, or if they can't... So maybe since you don't have a leg, your extrasensory perceptions are enhanced.
It could be.
I don't know.
Like a sixth sense.
So how did you go from there to porn? No, I mean...
Right? Let's get to the real story.
Well,
here.
I mean, you can travel along the journey. We would like to take the journey with you. The goal is the journey, is what we always say.
Well, I got into porn without actually realizing I even got into it. In college, I answered an ad for some modeling, and mm-hmm. they asked me if I wanted to do some nude. I was like, eh.
So you were in college. You were 18, 19,
yeah.
20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of those ages.
Yeah, something
that. Something
yeah.
in that. Over 18.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely over 18.
And so it was an ad for just general modeling?
Yeah, just in, you know, they're asking for models, and I said, hey, I need the extra money.
Uh-huh.
And I just did a couple of nude stuff, and I just went on from there.
Wow.
Not knowing that nice. You know, there's a lot more going on that I had no idea. About 10 years later, someone finally told me, did you know that...
Your pictures
yeah,
are all
pictures
over the place.
All over the place. And I was like, oh, I did that, didn't I? Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I was like, oh.
And did you use the name Amputee Brittany then?
I used Brittany Hayden at the time, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. And did, I mean, obviously you were an amputee, or did they put a long dress on?
Well, because I was working with another company, they yeah. had the rights to all that. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to remarket myself, and I'm going to go out there and just be me.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And if you don't like it, you can either not look or move on with your day.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that you decided how long ago?
I've been about 3 years ago now.
3 years.
Yeah.
That you've been
now.
Doing this as
yeah.
sort of mm-hmm. an entrepreneur with yourself as
yeah.
the business.
And I'm trying to expand a little bit more, trying to uh-huh. learn more about the industry and the business. And, you know, I'm really enjoying it.
The industry, the business, yeah. and what about the fetish?
Yeah, the fetish, that's, I take that along as that's me. Like mm-hmm. If you like it, awesome. I don't think if it's more of a fetish. To me, it's a norm.
You know, I'm sure you have different types of fans, and mm-hmm. some of your fans are just, you know, you're just a beautiful girl, and mm-hmm. you're sexy and hot, and what the hell. Or they might like your boobs, or they just might like your personality. But some would have maybe an amputee fetish.
Yes, I would say. I think that'd probably be more on the... 85-90% of my fans.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a big percentage.
Yeah. yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
You know,
I think you have a lot of more general fans. I do.
Yeah.
From what I know of yeah. your the fans I know of yours.
Nice. I would really, to me, it's, oh, I'm only people I talk to, especially because I have a live chat on there.
Uh-huh.
So when I go on there, I can chat with my members live, and they can interact with me and, you know, talk to me about whatever they want. And
is there anything that you've noticed that amputee fetishists have in common?
Hmm, that's a good question. They like to see my stump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly
that's
that.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've noticed that they're all very, very respectful. Uh-huh. They do have a negative quota against them because they do call themselves devotees. And I don't, I don't find that negative in any sort of a way.
Yeah.
But, you know, in society, if you say, oh, I'm a devotee, they look at you like, oh, you're like a creep or a peeper or, you know, something. I don't find that at all.
Good for you.
Yeah, to me, it's normal. It's nothing different than someone liking someone's boobs.
Yeah.
It's just another body part.
It's another body part. And people like all kinds of body parts. Yeah. And, you know, people have fetishes for feet or, in your case, foot. You know.
Foot, yes.
Foot.
And, you know, maybe somebody has a fetish for one foot instead of two.
Yeah.
And people... They do have all kinds of interests in sexual body parts that maybe aren't what we call sexual. You know, mm-hmm. the pussy, the penis. These are the parts we call sexual. Are the boobs really sexual? Well, I guess we like them, but they're really for food.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're really for. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, we fetishize them. Mm-hmm. So why not fetishize legs? Why not fetishize no leg?
To me, a nice set of legs, I think those can also just be as sexy as the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, so I don't see anything different between boobs and my stump or even in someone's butt, because I know a lot of people like big butts. To me, there's no difference whatsoever.
Although there could be certain characteristics, like I'm just going to throw something out there. Maybe a fetishist is... into amputee women that are amputees might like the idea of vulnerability, or that you can't get around, although you get around just better than most people I know. But that's the fact of you because of your personality and your, you know, your ability and the rest of your body, I guess, that can do it. But, you know, I guess the stereotype is, okay, disabled. And that could be that, you know, some guys or maybe women fetishize that sort of vulnerability.
And from the people I've talked to, it's not really so much about the vulnerability, just the more of the body part.
Uh-huh.
And the personality behind it, too.
Mm.
If they're, like I said, if they're just like normal men and women who just, they really like the stump.
Yeah.
And it does, some men and women like the leg stump, and then more other people like the arm stump.
Mm.
Do
any of your devotees want you to dominate them with your stump?
I've had some requests for more of me, just the movement of it. I haven't gotten any more of dominate. I know they more of a like leather. They said they like more of that, like more leather. But I've never heard. I've never had them ask me more about to be more. Dominant? Yeah,
no. Dominant or submissive or either one?
No, I haven't really heard.
No,
yeah,
no.
Really
so they're mainly porn fans or what? They're amputee fans?
Yeah, some of them don't even want, they like me just to walk.
Uh-huh. And you do this on webcam or you do videos?
Do videos. Mm-hmm. It's a video-based website, so they request whatever that they want me to do. And when I'm able to get to it, I get to it, and then I post it up on there. And then the fans get all excited. I requested that. That's mine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, that is. And but yeah, that's mainly what it's pretty much them requesting what they want, and it can go range from something sexual to something very innocent, of me walking down the street or me hopping or me kicking like a water bottle or. A ball with just my with my stump, and I actually have a name for my stump. I don't just call it stump; I actually call it smiley face.
Smiley
Aww.
Face.
Yeah.
Have you ever painted a smiley?
This is the reason why. Oh. My scar, looks like
a
smile.
Little smile, yeah.
And then here's my little dimple.
Aww,
that's
you're just so adorable. You are.
So I call it my little smiley face, or smiley. For short, but yeah.
You know, your stump is very adorable.
I know, right? I used to even put makeup on it too.
I wasn't sure how I would feel, you know, but it's.
I'm a little cold right now.
Like yeah, a little cold, but yeah. Soft.
And I'm a little sensitive right here, but you can still touch it and just be fine.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Very and then you
nice.
Can wiggle and it's
there you go.
You can wiggle and I can do little loops and loops. And
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wow. I can hit people with it, like spanking it.
Do you have a lot of like guys that want you to spank them with your stump?
You know, I've never had
a
that.
That would be a form of domination,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I've never had that. More of them just wanting.
Well, I think we're going to put some ideas in some
I
of
know,
your
Miguel.
Fans.
Yeah. Like, that was such a great idea. I want to do that now. Do it, please. Yeah. Like, okay.
By the way, Dr. Susie, Chris G would like to speak to both of you.
Oh, okay.
We have to call him, but I'll call
okay.
him.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Chris.
He's not on the line.
Okay.
But he's watching. He's watching.
Well, hello, Chris. Not sure how to communicate with these Facebook people now that they've
censored me. They can hear you.
Okay,
right now.
hey, Facebook people.
He can hear you.
I'm here. You're not on Facebook, are you?
No. I'm a Twitter and an Instagram. I'm still learning about social media, so Twitter, and I'm slowly learning more about Instagram.
Right. Be careful of Facebook. They're faceless. Facebook censors out to get you. They might censor your stump.
They
might.
You know,
Max, my husband, is the publisher, was the publisher of Love and Finger magazine and Hate and God and the LA Star and a few others. And he published the first stump fucking pictures with Long Jean Silver, who was an amputee at the ankle. And she was stump fucking Annie Sprinkle. And Annie Sprinkle is now a rather famous artist, as well as one of the founders of the ecosexuality movement, along with our friend Dr. Serena Anderlini and her wife, Dr. Beth Stevens. And so, yeah, I mean, Max actually was arrested.
I went to prison for that one.
Because it wasn't considered, it was considered obscene to have a stump inside of a vagina.
The judge, when he saw the pictures, took up his gavel and he says, "I declare you depraved." Now, I wasn't on trial for that. Okay? I wasn't on trial for depravity, as my lawyer pointed out. And I was actually the second person in this country to be charged with depravity.
Really?
Wow.
One was a woman that went into a bar when women couldn't go into bars. And she was judged depraved. I was never convicted of being depraved. I was never convicted of stump fucking. Okay? I was convicted, my wife was pregnant, my first wife was pregnant, and they arrested both of us. And they wanted it. So, make a long story short, I spent 18 months in prison. So, that's all right. I ran for governor.
Talk about a disability. That's a lot worse than Facebook jail. Then they really put you somewhere and lock you
up. And I was with the mafia. I was in because, you know, Rhode Island, Providence is all mafia, you know. They're all thieves. Everybody steals. They take turns stealing. So.
And you're sitting there just for stump fucking. They're like,
right.
Why are you even here?
The best part is a lot of my readers were in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. So I could borrow my own magazines so I could masturbate or do something.
Yep.
Anyway.
Max was out there pioneering
the way. Chris is on the line, by the way. Finish the thing about me pioneering and that.
Max is a great pioneer of actually reader-written everything. Actually, you led the way to this horrible Facebookism of the world, Max. So,
but I didn't censor.
No, you didn't censor.
That's why I went to jail.
That's true. He published everything, and it was very low tech for nowadays. But nowadays everything is reader written, of course.
Yeah,
but
of course.
But there is a lot of censorship, and it might be reader written, but it is not reader controlled. It's controlled by those stockholders of the corporations.
The advertisers.
Yes,
like Republicans.
Advertisers.
You know, they're like secret society, these guys. You know, they don't tell you why they kick you. There's no judge. There's no jury.
They just want you to spend money. And if you're not going to spend money, they want you to provide some form of entertainment for the people who are spending
money.
Well,
they do. They steal your shit. Yeah, you give them your diaries.
Exactly.
You give them your love letters.
Yeah.
You give them your photos. And then they go, hey, no. Fuck you. Yeah, well, fuck you, too.
Fuck you
so,
back,
anyway,
right?
Yeah, we're here trying to, you know, live a little bit outside the lines, you know, outside the box. And we are in the womb room of Bonoboville at the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Yeah.
And my guest here is amputee Brittany and Phoenix Dawn.
And you have Chris on the phone.
Here, and I am going to say hi to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Dr. Block. And let me take a moment to say I am standing with you in solidarity for the freedom to express yourself and a whole lot more.
Thank
and
you, darling.
I also want to take a moment to say I support the dominatrix against Donald Trump. But
yes.
That's what I wanted to say last week.
Right.
And
well, we should bring the effigy of Donald Trump out while you talk, Chris. I know that... Amputee Brittany. Should I call you Amputee Brittany or just Brittany?
You want.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
But I mean, I think it's fun to say Amputee Brittany. And
he has big balls.
And he does have big balls and a very small cock. The guy has balls. You know, anybody that calls himself a stable genius.
It's nuts,
right?
Yeah, right.
So
he's here. He's got his devil horns on because he is the Trumpist, the devil. And, so we whack him. And actually, you know,
very
I think you should
here,
take
too.
A whack because, I mean, even though I know you're not
spanking.
Offended by
it's
anything.
Not, you know.
Yeah, it's a book spanking here. You can spank him with the bonobo way.
What happened to, where's Chris?
Chris is there.
I'm here. I haven't gone nowhere.
But wait, I just want to say what she's spanking him for.
Oh, what is
before
she spanking?
We get to Chris.
I
and Chris might appreciate
it's,
this.
Because
it's hot to spank. That's one reason, yeah. That's true. But also because he needs to be punished for, of course, I think for insulting disabled people when he did this kind of imitation thing. But you're not offended by that.
Yeah, I'm not really
I
offended
understand.
By it. If I've been made fun of multiple times in my life, and I just laugh.
Cool. That's
sorry.
But this book
sorry.
Looks disabled, so I'm going to give you a better one. Anyway, but the thing that, okay, so, you know, it's a bad joke, you could say, when he was imitating disabled people, and it wasn't funny. But at the same time, okay, I'm not going to get too quibbly about that. What I am going to get quibbly about is cutting programs for disabled people, cutting Medicaid for disabled people. That is what really hurts people, you know. And so spank him for that.
Okay, do just like this, or do you
yeah,
have
just whack
spot?
Whack
do you
his
want me
big
just
balls.
Get up like
oh,
this?
Okay. Well, yeah, do it with your yeah. Do it like you do
you
it.
Do you want to hold my microphone?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. Hold the microphone so that you can get some leverage. Yep. Very good. Yeah. Yes. Nice tush. Yeah. Oh yeah. Spank, spank. Harder, harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. Brittany. And so, Chris, we didn't forget about you.
Hey, Chris.
You're back. And Chris is a Susie Award winner.
Two-time Susie Award winner.
Two-time Susie Award winner. And you are also, I wanted to thank you for tipping me off about Trump's affair with Stormy Daniel. Who is a porn star like you?
No.
You know who Stormy Daniel is?
No.
She there she is. There's a picture of her with the Donald, you know, the Trumpus, the evil Trumpus. That looks like the hat is going to morph into a Make America Great Again hat, but it's a different hat.
It matches the skin tone.
And this was when Melania was, I think she'd either just had Barron or she was very pregnant. And so he was having an affair with Stormy Daniel. So Chris told us about it on Twitter. But, hey, Chris, thanks for that.
I'm right here, and I want to thank you as well. And I also want to say to Amputee Brittany, you are a symbol of courage.
Oh,
you have shown that even with challenges, you can still be yourself and have a chance to be inclusive in the adult entertainment business because America is for everybody, no matter who you are. And if I had my way, I am going to do everything I can to make sure to fight for the freedoms of all adult entertainers everywhere, including the chance for women to be respected and recognized as individuals. And I will do everything in my power also to make sure that Dr. Susan Block gets nominated to the Hall of Fame in 2019 because she deserves to be recognized for her services to this country and the planet because throughout her life, Dr. Susan Block is a representation of what truly the power of love and peace and strength through pleasure is all about. So
well,
I want to say how much I appreciate all of you, and
you're
I want to thank
me
you
blush.
For everything that you've done for me, and I will keep on fighting for you. Yes, and Women's March, by the way, is the 20th this month of January.
Oh, yeah,
so
Women's March.
Inauguration Day.
In New York City as well. We're gonna. There's a lot of marches being held across the country to commemorate the 1 year of the fundamental darkness of Trump. So
we're marching against you, fundamental darkness, Trump. Yeah.
So I'm going to be standing up for all of you, including you, Dr. Block, and I will stand up for freedom of expression, love, peace, and strength through pleasure, and everything all throughout 2018. And let's go big with the blue wave. So thank you guys so much for the opportunity to let me call in and talk to you for a little bit.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thank you for that
thank
wonderful
you so much,
speech.
Chris.
See, Chris.
Wow.
Thank you, Chris.
You know, that's
thank
why
you.
We,
by the way,
this is why we give the guy awards.
We're not paying
a great
this guy, okay?
Eloquent speech. We didn't pay him
life.
Anything either, but we did give him an award. But thank you, Chris. You know, appreciate it. You
You'll
keep
get
your
an
mouth
award
shut.
Next month,
you
next
keep
year
your mouth
too.
Shut. Talking to
All
Trump.
Right.
And thanks for the tip about Stormy. Right, but you know, it's funny because you know, you go from the fire and the fury into the storm, and of course, if Obama had been caught with a porn star like Stormy Daniels, is it Stormy Daniel or Daniels? Anyway, he would have. It would have been a hurricane. It would have been a huge, crazy hurricane. But with this asshole, or I should say shithole. Well, that's what he called. Places in Africa and Haiti, shitholes. Anyway, he's just so full of shit. Exactly.
Is that a conch? In
this is
mouth?
Yeah. This is a.
I thought it was like a binky,
penis,
but it's actually a
penis pacifier. This is what we stick in his mouth to keep his mouth shut. Huh. And I mean, he is such a shithole that nobody cares about Stormy Daniel. I mean. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, so he had an affair with a porn star. And it was consensual as opposed to the Jessica something. With her, she says he harassed her. And Alana Evans, I've never met Stormy Daniel. I did interview Alana Evans. Who at the Hollywood show? Oh, there she is showing me her boob in a Jux Lee photo.
Jux.
And I interviewed her in the Hollywood show, and she apparently is a witness to the Stormy Daniels Trump affair because they called her and asked her if she wanted to join in. Mm-hmm. And she said no because she doesn't. I don't know. She had some reason. You know, probably she just doesn't like.
By the way, Dr. Susie, the king of pop has arrived.
Ah!
Yay!
The king of pop has arrived. Yay! Well, I wore purple for something then. Okay. But, well, is he coming in? I mean, you just interrupted my story. So, you know.
Ooh.
Well, he's Michael Jackson first, but.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
I like him.
Oh,
both.
Yeah, but this is Prince.
This
yeah.
Is Prince.
I think they're
well,
both
we like
very
Michael.
Talented.
We like MJ.
Yeah.
So, we don't like you.
Not at all.
No, we don't like Trump. Anyway, I don't like Trump, but I have to say that, you know, any president should be able to have an affair with a porn star. I mean, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, of course.
I think that.
That's not the problem. With
it's,
him.
It's not the problem. It was consensual, you know. This is nothing. absolutely nothing. And I guess the American people agree because nobody said anything much about it on Twitter except to make some crazy jokes like
that.
Trump saying to Alana, who refused to go up to their hotel room, him saying like, Alana Evans, you know, she begged to go up to our hotel room and join us for a threesome, but I said no because she's a loser. No, that's not true. What happened was Alana said no to
Small Hands.
Yeah, that's Small Hands Trump. And
go get him.
See?
You got to look at the picture of the
That's the little tiny dicky poo that he's got. Right? Okay, so give him another whack.
With the
whatever you want. You want the book or
yeah,
your
you
hands?
Want the book? Yeah. Just whack him with the book.
Your smiley face?
Yeah.
My smiley face.
For cutting aid to disabled people. You're so gentle. We're teaching you to dominate.
Oh,
look
go.
At this.
That's it.
Oh, well, that's sort of nice for him. But you know what we say? We'll be nice to Trump if he'll just stay with us and not, you know, govern. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, how about those people in Hawaii this morning? While Trump was golfing, they thought that they were going to get annihilated by a nuclear bomb.
I heard
That's
about
right,
that.
Huh?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was golfing. You don't know about this? He was
he was
golfing, and Hawaii thought that there was a bomb coming towards them, and it wasn't coming, but for 45 minutes, they're all hiding in the closet.
And nobody knew what to do.
And
or
Trump brags about his big button, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know any of this. I'm not up to date with any
of
that stuff. No.
No, but that's because you're being corrupted by me. You know, usually the corruption involves sex, but in your case, it involves politics.
I've noticed that right now.
So, okay. So, how are we doing? Are we?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
He's right here.
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah. Come on
okay,
in.
Okay, so he can come in.
Go ahead. Go right in there.
So here he comes, the Prince of Pop.
All right. Yay!
There he is. Oh, he's in Michael Jackson mode. There you are. Prince of Pop, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure, sure, sure. I wore purple
you
for
hot.
Your other self.
Oh.
I'm glad to have you here as MJ. Because I'm a big MJ fan. I really am. I just, oh, my God. You taught me my ABCs, 1, 2, 3. You know? And, you know.
I love you more.
He's my man in the mirror, you know. So he can moonwalk all over me. Yeah.
yeah.
Do that again. Nice.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very
PYT,
exciting.
Pretty Young Things.
Pretty Young Things.
Yeah. Pretty Young Things. And we are the world.
We are the world. Yes.
Yes. Oh, everything. Oh, MJ, I miss you. I do. What should I talk to you as? Should I talk to you as MJ or as who you are?
Well, I'm playing my character right now. So
you are?
Yeah, I'm Michael Jackson.
Okay, so channel Michael Jackson.
I play a couple of different characters. You're going to see a couple other ones
shortly. Michael Jackson, how do you have such a high voice? Did your dad do something to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where I get the hee-hoo. Every time he would hit me when I was young, I'd be like, hee-hoo!
Wow.
You know, I made the best out of it.
So. You did. You know, he was pretty evil, but you certainly turned, lemon into lemonade.
Oh,
and I don't mean just the color of your outfit. Because you are just, you're wonderful. We just love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you more.
Oh, yeah, you do. I know. I know.
True.
Susan.
Don't look me modest or anything.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true, yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm holding a seance. How are things in heaven, Michael?
Great. I just, Dr. Susan, you're going to give me a nose surgery too, right?
Oh, I will do anything for you, Michael. I will give you a nose surgery, even though I am just a sexologist, not a surgeon.
Oh, human nature.
Right, right. I can, give you psychosurgery.
Yeah.
Which happens right above your nose, right inside your brain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Good to know.
You look beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. I try.
Yeah. Just like Diana Ross. Yeah. So, I mean, Michael Jackson, you are such a, you've just always been a part of my life, and even in death. And I don't know. Do you like Michael Jackson
I
music?
I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you not?
You. I right? love you too.
Right?
I love you more.
I mean, I know you're wearing the Prince pin, but it's upside down right now. So tell us about, you know, Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
Oh.
My favorite. Yeah. That's how I knew you.
Well, that is kind of what's happening here, because you come back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Thriller. Yeah.
You have arisen.
We all got to do
if
the
I
Thriller
knew how to
soon.
Dance to that, I totally would do that.
I know all the dance moves. You oh, did? How do you one day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love it.
Okay. So.
Can we get some Thriller?
Can we get some music here? Can we move some of these chairs? Yeah. We don't need these chairs now.
I got my background dancers
I
already.
We do.
We're going to throw you right
I
now.
I can hop to it right there.
Okay, right
behind
you. Okay, there you go.
I love those socks, Michael. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, brothers and sisters. And he is being channeled by the Prince of Pop.
Ooh.
A little bit.
Dr.
Like
Susan.
Like
yeah. All the way live. This is it.
This is it. I did hear that Michael Jackson had a son named Omar, right? That was a rumor. Maybe that somehow related to this.
Yeah. Somehow. My name is Omar, so.
I know. So you.
You know what? There's a microphone on the floor over there. It should not be on the floor. That's it. And, okay.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing the Thriller. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Woo!
Did you want
to
do.
Over here, kind of switch to here.
Okay.
Okay, here we have Omar, the Prince of Pop, as Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Dirty Pop, baby.
Woo!
Here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yeah!
Live from Bonoboville.
Get it, Michael.
Yeah, ooh, he's loose.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Get it, Michael.
Yeah. Woo!
Look at him go.
Yeah.
He gets all the right moves.
He does. Ooh,
oh,
baby.
Nice.
Yeah, slide.
Damn.
Turn it up.
Ooh.
Turn it up.
Ooh.
Get it, MJ.
Swirl it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice dance moves, Mike Jackson. Ooh, nice.
I can do it the MVT way. Yeah. Neither can I. My way, and that's the only way that matters.
Oh. Michael Jackson, channeled by Omar, Prince of Pop. You want a mic?
We're also going to do the Thriller.
Oh, yeah, Thriller. Okay, let's do that. Thrill us. Got some strong leg there, girl. Sisters channeled by Omar, Prince of Pop, and amazing dancing by Brittany, I mean amputee Brittany, dancing on one leg. I've never seen such a thing. With a high heel, one-legged dancing. You can moonwalk, yeah. Okay.
I'm a big putt.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Wow. We have talent.
That's my version of the moonwalk right there.
You showed them right very there. Nice right there.
That was very good, actually. One-legged moonwalk. You've seen it here.
I can't even do it. On the Dr. Susan Block
show.
Right.
Yeah,
right now.
How much time do we have? 12? Oh, okay. Michael, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. So I think we should do a Bonoboville communion.
Yay!
Yeah. Now, I know you can't drink.
No.
No. Because you're, I don't know, mom? Something to do with being a mom? Or I don't know what it was,
yeah,
but
I
whatever it is.
I just had a baby.
Right. So, yeah, you're nursing.
Yeah.
You're nursing. Okay. So you can't. Okay. So.
That's why they look so good right now, right?
That's why
they
look so good.
They feel amazing.
Woo! Michael, you're going to have to shield your eyes, which they're already kind of shielded because your hair's in your eyes and your hat's in your eyes and your glasses and everything.
Man in America.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Because I know you don't. Although you had like 3 kids, but we don't know how you did that.
Adoption.
Actually, I just saw a picture of Paris, who looks like you. So, you know. Actually, she looks more like you, Omar. But I'm starting to wonder. Okay, so do you mind if both, let's say.
I'm going to take the Facebook camera
out
of
here.
Oh, yes.
We're going to take the Facebook camera out.
We're going to take you out.
Because we
here.
Are going to do a Bonoboville communion. Yeah. And see these beautiful boobs that are really food for babies, but
yummies.
we get so excited by them that they have to be covered
their
on Facebook.
Boobs are sexy.
Yeah, they're sexy, they're no doubt. So
and I like my boobs, so I'm.
You have really nice boobs.
Yeah, I have no problem showing them off.
Mm-hmm. Right, really nice boobs. Right. Well, great. So we have this really strange ritual. What religion did you grow up with?
Catholic.
Okay. This is what we call Bonoboville Communion. Mm-hmm. What did you grow up with? I know you're a Seventh-day Adventist or no Jehovah's Witness or what? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. So, so this is communion. Did you ever do communion when you were a little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did? Okay.
I don't remember very much of it, though.
Well, now you're going to be an altar girl.
Ooh.
They have altar boys. You're going to be an altar girl.
Sounds hot.
And you're going to get molested by Phoenix.
Who's Phoenix? Oh, you.
Right.
Sorry.
Here.
What happened?
And maybe me.
I thought it was another doll.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, the doll. You stay back there, you pussy grabber. I have some toilet paper, actually.
For the shit that's coming
out
of his
mouth. You know what? I should put toilet paper in his mouth. That's what I should do. Here.
I didn't know they even had this kind of toilet paper. Very
interesting. Oh, now
Trump
of course
toilet
they
paper
do.
Given to me by Jux, right? Okay. So let's stuff toilet paper in
Jux.
His mouth with a picture of himself outside of the toilet paper. Yeah. You know, that's perfect for you, darling. Yes.
Arr. Make America shit again.
Yeah. Okay. Shitholes. How dare you? And by the way, he gave $130,000 to Stormy Daniels for hush money, which is, you know, basically equivalent to what Puerto Rico needs right now in terms of, what is it that they need?
IV bags?
IV bags, right, right.
Because all the hospitals in Puerto Rico right now have
nothing. He's not providing them. They need IV bags. All right. Enough politics. Time for religion. Right. Religion. We're going to do a religious ceremony now. And so the first thing is I will hold your microphone and you will remove your bra. And I know you have these nursing things, which is okay. That everyone's like fascinated by that, right? So, okay, here they go. These are the nursing pads.
So
nursing
warm.
Pads. Ooh. Okay. All right. We're all going to nurse at amputee Britney's boobs now. Look at those beautiful boobs. Oh, and look at you.
Amazing.
Take this thing off downwards. That's great. Mmm, very, wow. Very nice.
Woo!
Okay. So, how are they feeling?
Are they sore?
Are they feel okay?
Yeah, they feel, of course.
They feel fine. I mean, sometimes they're
boobs.
Sore.
Yeah.
Right?
They feel good.
Right? Okay. Can I touch? I can do whatever I want, but I ask because, you know, it's a Me Too generation.
Yeah,
you got to ask.
Notary public, too.
Consent.
Right?
Consent.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to take communion at your altar. So now you should sit up straight and probably take the mic away so you don't, you know, mar the effect of your beauty. And we're going to be on either side of you, and we're going to, so that your lovely stump is visible. Yes, exactly. And we're going to first prepare the altar. Mmm, it tastes sweet. It does, because I taste the milk. That's funny. Okay, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're going to put a little salt on the sweet. Right? We do taste the milk. Mmm. Yum. I will tell you, that's pretty yummy. Yummy, yummy. Okay, now you get a microphone because you have to say, you know, are you okay? Is that? Did you enjoy that? Oh, good. Okay, so now we get our little shot. Small for me, small. Okay. You can get a whole lot. and now, usually we put our head between your legs. So this is interesting. So let's see. I'll let you go first. So you get the bigger one. So I can sort of see the logistics of this. So you're going to lean back. Yes. Oh, and show off those pretty boobies. Absolutely. And lean back. You could sort of lean against her stump area here. Yes. Lovely. Okay, let me take off my Jux leather finger flogger so it doesn't fly in your eye. And here we go. Down the hatch. And you got waterboarded the bonobo way on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Yes, indeed. And give me one of those. And, whoops, how do we, let's... This is two. I need one.
Yay, we did it.
You got laid.
Yay!
And you got laid.
Ah, about time.
Okay, and now you can waterboard me. Okay? So, whoops. I am going to, kick off the shoes and get down and just nestle right up against that lovely stump.
Yay! Ah. You got waterboarded.
I got waterboarded, all right. Woohoo! And this is such a pretty little stump here. Oh, look at it wiggle.
Yes.
Yes, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
The best smiley face in life.
Nice. And we'll just put that up there because your boobs are lovely. How big are they? What are the size?
36B.
36B? No. No, 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 honey.
Mine are a C.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
No, I think these are...
They're probably growing now.
D.
Yeah.
That's what I was before I had the baby.
Michael Jackson wouldn't know.
Oh!
Where's your mic, Mike?
Oh, I'm just watching and observing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a beautiful moment.
Beautiful moment, right? Isn't it? A beautiful... You know, mom who happens to be an amputee, you know, with beautiful boobs and luscious nipples. And we're so excited to have you here. We're coming up to a break in a short period of time. So I just want to say that I've got some really great guests tonight. It's a small, intimate show. And I'm right here with amputee Brittany.
Yay!
Yay! And
it's Brittany.
She's more than, you know, just a stump. I mean, even though her name, you know, is partly like that. But, yeah, she does kind of represent. And you represent so beautifully.
Thank
you. Do. You really do. And it's so important, I think, for people with different types of disabilities or whatever the proper term is to know that, you know, you are sexual, too, and that you are attractive, you are beautiful, and that you can share sexuality. And I think, you know, you're really a great ambassador.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do
yeah.
believe you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Michael Jackson, Prince
yeah,
of
Pop.
We're going to be back in a few minutes, just like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. We'll be right back.
brothers and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month. Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Hallelujah. Matine, ding dong dong. Princesse en français.
Oui.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block.
I think that was an orgasm.
We're gonna go. Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm one.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh, whoa, whoa! Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
I'm a bad lady. Whoops. Hello. Oh, this is what I wanted to find. Yeah. Hey, bonobo sapiens. That's my word for bonobo lovers that happen to be human. And I know I've just introduced you to bonobos. Amputee Brittany, you are my guest. I am Dr. Susan Block. That is Max. Hello, Max.
Hi, hi.
And this is Phoenix.
Hi.
And where's Ikor? Ikor, Ikor, Ikor. We have a mic for you.
Oh, Ikor.
Ikor's busy, and he doesn't know whether Jeff Sessions is going to come into the womb room or not. I think Jeff Sessions, he's trying to send feds in after all the legal, peaceable marijuana smokers.
I love our wiring.
Yeah, I know. It's just around and around and around.
It's all over the place.
We've got a one-legged woman here.
Imagine,
if I fall, I'll jump up.
She is better on 1 foot than most people I know on 2 feet. This woman is, as I said earlier, an inspiration.
Right. Yeah, of course.
In terms of her physicality as well as her sexuality, as
that's what makes us
other
great.
Things.
Of course. Never fear.
You know, and this is Amputee Brittany. Got this calendar. I'm so excited from the Bonobo Project that also gave me this bracelet. They're really cool. And this is the Primate Connections calendar, which is featuring our friend Claudine André from Lola Ya Bonobo. And the Bonobo Project, they go, I bonobo you.
Aww.
That means I love you.
That group is some of the group that we give money to.
And yeah, well, we should give them some money, actually. We give money to Bonobo Conservation Initiative and Lola Ya Bonobo. And now this is a sort of a new group, the
Bonobo Project.
Bonobo Project, right. And wait a second, I'm looking for the bonobo. There he is.
Aww.
This is Pan Paniscus. Yes, and of course, representing February, the love month, because this is the Make Love Not War chimpanzee.
Look at that guy.
That's right. And bonobos make peace through pleasure. They have a lot of sex.
You sit down at the bar and you sit next to you.
And females rule Bonoboville. And they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. And they're very cool that way. They're just, you know, our closest genetic cousins, including common chimps are also close. Common chimps are a little different. They do make war. They are patriarchal. And, bonobos are very kind of matriarchal, kind of egalitarian. And they have a lot of sex all year round. They, like humans, don't show when they have estrus.
You got all that monkey running around. They got all that monkey running around there. I mean, what do you...
They do. Ikor, if you're going to talk, you should come on and sit here and show your Bonoboville shirt.
But don't be shy.
At least part of your muscles.
Take it off.
One of your muscles. You know? Come on. Okay. Come on. You're done with that. Jeff Sessions is not here. Jeff Sessions is not in session. Right. Trump, though, he's here. And he is gagged on a piece of Trump toilet paper.
Yeah. Knocked out.
Yeah. Okay. Spank him again.
With
the book. Yeah. Here.
Or the calendar.
Use the calendar. No, use the book. Use the book. I don't want to. Maybe they're afraid of losing funding.
Non-disabled.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So give him a good spank. Yeah, on his hairy balls. Yeah.
Heart. Come on, you can do it.
Make the balls bounce.
Don't be scared.
Hit hard.
Bounce.
Like it's a punching bag. This is what we call Trumpocalypse therapy.
Wait, let me stand.
Of course, you don't need it because you're not political.
Like
but we
that.
Need it. Oh, here she goes into her one-legged pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that can be considered teasing. Yeah.
Yeah, he likes
tease,
that.
Tease. Yes. Whack. All right. Not bad. Okay, so Ikor the wolf is in
darling.
The house.
Oh!
Yes, darling.
Oh!
And
what is July month? What is July Bonobo
look
like?
Bonobo. July, that's your birthday month, huh? So you won't need to know
July,
that. So look at you.
Oh, you got flavor. You got some flavor. Look at it.
You got some nice eyes.
Yeah,
how you doing?
You got the nice little cut up. You got the shave. You got the little buzz.
We're May. Yeah. What does May look like?
This is a Sykes monkey.
Sykes monkey.
Some of these monkeys are amazing.
Right?
Oh, wow.
They are amazing looking. I mean, look at those eyeballs. And
Sykes monkey.
That,
yeah,
that
psychology.
Look
mission.
At the hairdo. I mean, the hairstyling
exactly.
is amazing.
I would be him.
You got a bonobo barber over there. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to take him home.
You got a bonobo barber.
Yeah, he's got a very creative barber.
He takes his time. He takes his time to go get his hair.
Beautiful,
done.
Beautiful creature, right?
You know,
he's like, I am a Sykes.
You know, the
I'm
women groom the men too.
Huh?
Most women groom the men, and
well, grooming is very key.
Over there, just kick back.
They get
like
paid a lot for that. You know?
They do.
They get paid in bananas. Right.
And
Brittany,
sexual favors.
What is your birthday?
Which brings us to Me Too, What's Next?
Uh-oh.
Your birthday's May?
May, mine too.
See what May looks like. See what May looks like.
I'm going to get to Me Too, What's Next, by the way, for those of you who are keeping the thread. Okay, yeah. Look at the see
look
the bonobo,
how cute we are.
The babies,
the,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah. Central
that's
American
tourist,
squirrel
the
monkey,
the Taurus monkey. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
oh,
because we
that.
Almost have the same birthday. That's why it's
we
like
do.
That.
We do.
Yeah,
a
little
day
hair,
apart.
Look at the hairline. Look at the hairline. The sideburns.
That is so
nice.
Beautiful. And okay, so we have to find.
I wonder
my
how many different
gin.
Species of primates.
Dwarf lemur.
Oh, look at his eyes, though.
Look at those big eyes. Actually, this looks like you, Phoenix. I have to say. Look at
oh,
this.
Oh, no.
Look, Phoenix. Okay.
You guys
someone
vote.
Should take
does
a picture.
Me?
Yeah.
Does
okay.
it?
There
that
you go.
Is
the
big eyes.
Eyes.
The big eyes. Yeah, yeah especially when are you have that is? Worried look.
Oh, my goodness. You're so right. She's so right.
Oh my
little lemur.
We're all.
I didn't do it, Max.
Phoenix lemur.
We're all primates, you know. I mean, I was going to say we're all apes, but these are monkeys.
Some of them.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah. We're so, so close to the earth, and we're about to destroy the earth. It's true. That's what, you know, civilization is all about. And we have to try to stop it. You know, and that's part of what the Bonobo Way is all about, is getting in touch with our animal nature. And that's part of why we love sex. Only a part, of course, it also is because we like to feel pleasure.
And it's really yummy.
It's no yummy. Problem. It's we do like to feel pleasure. We don't agree with those people that say that pleasure is not happiness, because pleasure is an important part of happiness.
Sex is healthy as well.
And sex
know.
Is healthy
it's
for the
it's
most
the
part.
Medicine,
I
mean,
D
yeah,
really
it can be a problem. Just like food can be a problem. You can get food poisoning,
yeah.
Right? But mostly, you know, most of your meals are really good and you enjoy and it's good and you need it and you keep eating and eating and
licking and licking.
And yet with sex, we restrict it so much. You know, and we call it poison, and we really hold it back so much, and it hurts us. It, we can hold it back. Unlike food, it's not like, you know, you need it to survive exactly, but it drives you kind of crazy when you don't get it in a good and loving way and in a consistent way.
It's like
and
hangry?
It's like what?
Like when you're hangry?
Hangry?
Yeah, like hungry when you're
and
hungry
angry.
And angry.
Oh, and you're
like not satisfied, but you're like.
Yeah, I guess it's
hangry.
Like that. Hangry.
Mm. Hashtag that.
You've
hashtag
hangry?
That.
Hashtag hangry.
Right, hangry. And so, yeah, I mean, bonobos have sex all day. That's because they know that it helps to keep the peace and helps to keep everybody kind of. Happy.
At bay.
Yeah, at bay. Kind of all day. I shouldn't say that because then the purists say, well, they don't really have sex all day, but they do it like at least like three times a day.
I love them.
Right? You
I
know,
love them.
I mean, they
I
do
feel
it a
like
lot.
You know,
and,
I mean, you.
And it's not all about penis and vagina sex. Nothing against that. We love penises and vaginas and putting them together.
True.
But it's a lot of licking and sucking and playing and.
Like foreplay
peacemaking.
Kind of
yeah, stuff we might call
constant,
foreplay.
It's a constant orgy at all times. That's why they say they have sex all day, because at any
yeah,
given time,
yeah.
they having it. They
look
might be chilling, but then they chilling,
the
then they having it. You know, it's going on and
have
on.
You ever fucked in a tree before?
In a tree?
In a tree?
No,
in a tree.
Not in a tree, no.
Like that would be amazing.
Up against a tree.
Well, I'm just like thinking. you know, bonobos in the wild, yeah. Trees. Hanging a tree.
I fucked off the trees.
Never mind.
I wish I had when I was younger, really. I mean, because I climbed trees and I made out in a tree.
Yeah,
Really?
Yeah, I did make out in a tree. I just didn't get as far as fucking.
No, I never did that. I just jumped off the trees, climbed them, and jumped off.
I don't know. If Captain Max, would you like to fulfill my fantasy and fucking a tree?
Do it.
We got plenty of them outside.
Fucking a tree?
Yes. We have three trees outside.
He's like, I got the trunk. I'll pull out on you already.
None
what
of
you
them
mean?
Are really
what
climbing
what do you need another
trees,
tree for?
I mean, I'll kiss the tree.
Yeah.
Max said, what do you need a tree for? I got his trunk
tree
right
huggers.
Here.
Hey.
No, no, I'll hug the tree. I mean, I don't mind.
Max already got the trunk.
But would you fuck in a tree?
We got the trunk.
Yeah.
I got a trunk for you. What do you mean?
If it was a tree. Train,
I mean, it depends. I mean, if I was in the fucking forest alone for months and
you would fuck.
That's what you do in the fucking forest. You fuck in the fucking forest.
I try at least.
Would you be with somebody or would you just fucking
very nicely?
You'd be fuck all the by air, yourself, right?
Fuck the air. We'll just masturbate then by yourself then, in the forest.
Well, anyway, thank you, Bonobo Project for. The Primate Connections 2018 calendar from the Bonobo Way and Bonoboville.
I didn't know a lemur would be in there, though. I didn't know that.
Well, it's primates, all different monkeys and apes, you know. Basically, if you have some fingers, you're a primate. And my prime mate is Max.
Aww.
He's my primary mate.
That's right. I'm the ape of the family.
He's my big gorilla.
Ape. The Italian ape.
Aww.
Right?
He is.
The Italian ape.
The Italian
well,
ape.
Well, he's definitely
there's a difference now.
Oh, yeah, of
it's
course.
It's better than an Italian stallion, let me tell you.
What?
It's better than the German
ape. No, you can't see it.
True.
All right, so I think we have another visitor. Michael Jackson was going to see if he could get
his homeboy
here. Yeah,
his homeboy and artist.
I think that this is the reason I'm wearing violet, right?
Dig if you will the picture.
Yeah,
purple rain.
Party like it's 1999, baby. Let's party like it's 1999.
My God, this
should be I have a whole concert.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be groupies now.
Yay!
Oh, we are.
I got my pin on.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Minneapolis.
Brothers and sisters.
Minneapolis, the heavens of Minneapolis.
The Jehovah Witness Capital.
Both of them were. Michael Jackson.
Shout out
and
to
were.
Danielle and the chef because they come from, they're Seventh Day Adventists. Well, actually, Prince, I think.
Michael Jackson and Prince were both Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah, but I think that what happened was Prince flirted with Seventh Day Adventism as well as
Jesus.
He was brought up. Seventh-day Adventist, and then he became a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
Do I know the difference? Not really. But they have different names, and they're both like real
the
fire and brimstone.
And play some music.
Mm. If Prince knocked on my door to sell me freaking Bibles, I'll let him in. I don't care.
Mm.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
He's speaking the right words.
I would buy all the Bibles. I'd masturbate all over those Bibles. Are you still a practicing Catholic? I should wonder. I mean, I'm
always practicing.
You're practicing, yes. Well, you did communion. You were an altar girl tonight.
I know
you could be a lapsed Catholic, but still.
I'm not as practicing as
talking to the microphone.
Sorry, can you hear me
right
now?
There. Oh,
there
yeah, that's
there
beautiful.
There we go. We can hear you now. We've got Bush.
Yeah. I got what?
No, it was a term from a movie.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what?
Yeah,
not as much of a practicing Catholic as I would like.
As maybe. You would like. Maybe. You would like to be more of one. You're such
I
a good
know.
Girl.
I'm a pretty good.
You are very good.
I'm a goody-good porn goody star. Good girl. It's kind of weird,
goody
right?
You're a goody-good porn star. Yeah. No,
explain that. Explain that.
Don't really drink. Don't do drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not that there aren't a lot of moms.
You're natural with it.
Yeah.
Naturally freaky. Without
you only have one leg.
No,
that's
no
another thing
leg,
that's a little different. Yeah.
And give me a glass of water. Let's give
and
me
you could almost have been a gymnast or so. You could be in the Special Olympics.
Says she's a swimmer.
I used to be a swimmer, too.
Yeah.
Do you still swim?
Wow. Awesome.
Well, I don't drown, so yeah, I would have to swim. But I'm not, like, I don't swim all the time. Right. Or anything like that. I do have a pool, but I don't get in there as often. I was like.
But you should sit up straight and show off those amazing boobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at those amazing, beautiful knockers.
Whenever someone asks me what part of my body I'm not happy with, it actually stuns me. It takes me a while to think about that.
What a beautiful way to be.
Yeah.
That's the way we should all be.
This piece of hair follicle right here.
Right?
It's
yes,
too long.
Exactly.
You know, I need to
maybe the color of my hair, I can change it. But yeah, I've actually had people ask that to me. Like, you know, what's the part of body you don't like the most? I'm like, out of all the part of my body that I love, maybe the least. Maybe my hair.
Your hair. Yeah. You have a nice hair.
Thank you.
Right. You do have nice hair.
Very Botticelli.
That's a good color.
I don't believe in soft. Not liking who you are. And if you're not proud of
who you are, you know, I agree. And I have to say, you're just a beautiful person, though.
Oh,
so
you.
I don't know if everybody can get away with that, honestly.
Yeah.
You know.
It's taken me a long time to get to where I am right now. Just with my own self-esteem. I wasn't always like this.
Every day is work.
Ah, okay.
Every
so
day was progression. Yeah, every absolutely. Because right after I lost my leg, I did go through a form of depression, and it took me a little event in my life for me to realize why am I hating myself? There's no reason for me to hate myself. Right. I used to go to school with a hoodie and like a sweater with a hoodie on.
Yeah.
And if I felt uncomfortable, I would always put the hoodie up, and that was my little safe space I had right there. I would always be covered from head to toe. Didn't matter what time or what the weather was like, I would still be covered head to toe.
Is this when you had? Is this when you were amputee at this time, or you were?
She's been an amputee since 8. You came in late.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
It was only a few years later. I started realizing. It's it's when the boys come and
what,
all that stuff. So I
what did sex have to do with your development? I mean, when did you start having sex?
I started having sex when I was in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So during the hoodie time, you weren't having sex.
No, that's because I realized, actually in junior high, I went through about my freshman year in high school, that I went on a field trip to L.A., and I saw a man on a corner. It was a homeless man who had a sign that says, "I'm pregnant, please help." And I remember looking at him as, I'm still a teenager, and I was like, why am I so depressed on the way I look? I'm really, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm missing a limb. Who cares?
Yeah.
What if I was that person homeless and I couldn't provide food for my children?
Right.
There's always someone out there who has a worse situation.
Worse story,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
What am I crying about?
Anyone could say that, and that's a good way to really feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something to keep in mind.
It didn't happen overnight. I actually had to push myself. Mm-hmm. Every day I would look in the mirror, and I would force myself to look in the mirror because I was never big on looking in the mirror.
And you have such a nice thing to look at.
Yeah. Hey.
But when you're in that zone of I'm ugly, no one likes me, why am I?
Yeah.
Did I lose my leg? What did I do wrong?
So it's when did you first have sex? Let's get to the sex, right?
Yeah. When I was in college.
When you were in okay. So how did it happen?
How did it happen? I was with my boyfriend, and we just decided, let's see how this goes. And it was actually not something that was right away.
Was it his first time? Was it his first time?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But I.
You guys dating
because you said, let's see how this works.
No, I wasn't dating for a long time. Not like that, but we wasn't right away. I was still a gentleman,
right.
But I was still a lady. You
right,
have
right,
to
right.
earn.
You have to earn that.
You have to earn it. I wasn't the kiss me on the first date. You
right.
have to.
Give it to me.
I
definitely had to earn it.
Had a court.
There's someone in the house that could get you to kiss on the first date. Because, if. If Prince
was there at your college.
If Prince was there.
Yeah. That,
definitely be a groupie then.
Right?
Be a groupie,
all bets are off.
Yeah, groupie love. Baby.
Right. And I do believe
I'm taking my top off of Prince.
Prince
right now.
Is in the womb room.
Yeah.
Brothers
and
sisters,
ready
for Prince
is in Bonoboville.
Woo-hoo!
He's coming forward. We have Prince.
Yeah!
And he's in purple. I have the right color on. Whoa.
You got me something.
Woo! Woo! Get it, Prince.
I'm up here on the stage with Prince.
Oh, yeah, bent over.
Oh, yeah.
Purple, take it off. Purple.
Whoa.
Would you turn the music up in the back?
Little chest.
Over in the audio department. Turn it up.
And he seems that he's carved it.
Well, not that much. Come on. Bring it down. Bring it down a little bit.
Whoa. Yeah.
Play
okay.
Play kiss.
Purple rain.
Play this song, Kiss. Play this song, Kiss, back there, eh? Play this song, Kiss.
Let's hear it for Prince.
Next song.
By the Prince of Pop. Omar. The Prince of Pop. On the Dr. Susan Black Show. Ooh, nice. Look at those tableaus.
Take your chance. You could blow it.
Hold your mic, girl. Blow it. You're so fine. Why you dance so with me? You're filthy cute and baby, you're not. Oh, you're not. Omar Rajputi, Prince of Pop, as Prince, on the Dr. Susan Block Show, live from Bonoboville, in the womb room. Baby, okay, so here's your purple chair, Mr. Purple Rain. Where's his purple microphone? Do we have a mic? Here's a mic for you.
Ooh. Thank you.
Ooh. 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 So.
Kiss.
I'm so happy that you could join us, Prince.
Thank you. I'm loving the purple.
Yes, yes.
Oh, she even got a necklace. Yes.
Yeah, she's got a Prince.
Dearly beloved.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big fans. So
it's Prince and a Vanity Six here.
So, Omar, I mean, Prince, I mean, Michael, I mean.
All in one.
Oh,
it's all happening tonight.
Like to be, I mean, your man in the mirror is a multifaceted mirror, like a diamond, like so many different men that you play, or just three.
It's beautiful.
Just Michael and. Prince and Radio Omar, or is there another one?
A couple other characters, but these are the main popular ones, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so where do you do this?
Mostly at like 80s clubs or private events.
80s I do that clubs, on the weekends, right, yeah. Right, 80s clubs.
How many other,
pre-internet
artists do you do?
I do Michael, Prince. I play this Jamaican character, and I do a little bit of Bollywood.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're channeling the spirit of Prince?
You know, I do. The more I impersonate these guys, the more I know what they're going through. And
yeah. I mean, we have them through their music that is on Memorex or whatever. You know, it's digital, it's there, and we have the videos. And yet, when a human being inhabits the character, it's a different kind of presence, you know?
Yeah, you said it much better.
Well, it's a special thing. It's like somebody's inhabiting that character for us and bringing that character into our world, and this is a beautiful thing to do, you know? So it's nice to that you know, I don't know what possesses you to start doing this. I guess a lot of kids dance to Michael Jackson and Prince, so why not grow up and become an impersonator,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
sort of.
It started off as a side thing, and one thing led to another.
Is that right? Yeah. Right. That's
and
what I would think.
Usually, when I do shows, I have to hire my dancers, but I had my dancers right here.
Oh yeah, we'll be your dancers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Vanity Six.
Yeah. Wow. So Prince, why did you go from Seventh Day Adventist to Jehovah's Witness? I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, it's just the certain characters I play, different phases I go through.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, you're great. And it's great to have Prince in our womb room, certainly. just such a blessing to have him channeled for us. Yeah, well, I mean, way beyond that, you know, Ron Jeremy's an icon, yeah. You know, but Prince,
comments.
Like
comment
maybe,
career.
I mean, can we say God? Okay. Yeah. You know, something
musical
like
God.
That.
Musical God.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. I don't even like the word genius now that Trump calls himself a, what is it, stable genius?
Symbol.
He's a genius. I mean,
being stable. He just stands still.
With geniuses like you, who needs morons, right?
No doubt. He needs a Band-Aid over his eye.
That's because we keep hitting him.
This is our... He needs one over the eye.
Oh, he has one under it. Okay. It's my punching bag. Good anyway. Boy.
Flip that bird.
Yeah. So we have provided some Trumpocalypse therapy for you tonight, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Some of it has involved, you know, taking our aggressions out on our Trump effigy. And some of it has involved just escaping the whole mess of mind fuckery that is going on. And actually, it's not just mind fuckery, of course. People's lives are being ruined. People in Puerto Rico are suffering. People are you know, in Africa are fucking insulted. I mean, anyway, we're still, you know, having a good time. And we will continue to do so until something stops us, you know. This is what we're all about in Bonoboville. You know, just, you know, finding the pleasure in life because we make peace through pleasure.
The pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, the pursuit of happiness. And you know what? A lot of people say happiness is not pleasure. And what I say is, you know, you need some pleasure for happiness. Yeah, of course, you need meaning, meaningfulness, and all of that. And we are all about meaningfulness, believe me. But if you just got meaning and no pleasure, you know, then you're dying, and that's not very happy, and so that's no good. So a little bit of pleasure is okay, and we have to stop our puritanical ways because it's killing the earth, actually. Our puritanical work, industry, corporations, artificial intelligence, it's all just gonna strangle us. We have to get back into the bonobo way, or we'll be thrust there by the bombs that will destroy us, or the global warming. We'll be thrust back into our hunter-gatherer bonobo state. So let's try to do it in a willing way, consensual way. Anyway, we try to do it with a little bit of sex and a little bit of art and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So we want to thank our fabulous guests, Amputee Brittany, that you can find on Twitter at Amputee Brittany.
You can also check out my website, amputeebrittany.com.
Okay, Amputee Brittany. It's easy. That's B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we want to thank Omar, Prince of Pop, for channeling Prince and channeling MJ. Read my essay on MJ in my blog. It's pretty good, you know, all about the MJ myth and everything. Castrati. Yes, and so also Ikor, who didn't sing tonight. He just kind of threw in his two cents. You know, and
Represent Bonobo.
You got to come back and watch Ikor sing sometime. He watched you sing this time. And, of course, Dr. Susan Block, Institute sex therapist, and my lovely assistant, Phoenix Dawn.
Yes.
And yes, Bonobo brothers and sisters, follow the Bonobo way, support the Bonobo Project, and let's save the bonobos from extinction because they are highly endangered. And we want to go bonobos. We want to learn about the bonobo way. The Me Too movement needs to learn about the bonobo way because, yes, they empower the females, but they also make sure the males are having a good time. The males get laid and not just with these green things. No, they get sex. They get a lot of sex, and so they're happy, and so they're not fucking fighting each other. And, they fight a little bit, but they don't kill each other. Okay.
Lightweight arguing.
They're slapping them, and they settle down.
Get your ass over here.
Okay. So, anyways, follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. No offense to baboons, but this guy is a real baboon, okay? So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.